Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to the latest edition of Hard Worka with Pete, the Job Guy Langlois. And as you guys know by now, you tune in on Sundays to get free, extensive career advice, as well as insight on the latest employment trends from the staffing industry's leading authority. That's the man sitting in front of me, Pete, the Job Guy Langlois. And Pete has over 30 years of experience in staffing, and we want to invite you to join the discussion on workplace controversies with this honest and entertaining filter. And again, just because we're here every Sunday morning, we're up early, doesn't mean you have to be. If you can't make it every Sunday, if you can't catch every Sunday show, you can always tune in to PeteTheJobGuy.com, and that's a website where you can access this show and more content. And if you're a reader, that's also where we'll provide a transcript of today's show. If you have any questions at all, his email address is pete@petethejobguy.com. How you doing, Pete? And welcome back.
Good Sunday morning, all you hard workers. And welcome to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. Just by being up and at 'em and already having your coffee this morning and listening to this show, I want to thank you for making a smart decision. Why? Because this show is about everything jobs and careers, and you're going to get entertained, but also you're going to get a nugget out of today's show that's going to help you to be more effective and more productive, and you're making a smart decision. All right, now, here's something I want to talk to you about. I always say, hey, good morning, hard workers. Hope you already got up and put the dog out and had a cup of coffee. And I've had people write into me, haters. Haters they are. They say, Pete, how come you never talk about cats? How come you don't talk about doing something with the cat? It's always have a cup of coffee and put the dog out. Well, let me tell you why I don't talk about cats. The reason why is because a dog is a much more superior animal. That's right. I said it, and I said it out loud for everybody to hear. You know, what are you going to walk a cat? You know, and I'll tell you something about people, all you cat owners, right? When I walk into a cat owner's house, nobody has to tell me that that person owns a cat. I can walk right in and say, ooh, somewhere in this house is a cat, because I smell that litter box. And you can't put it far enough away from the door. There aren't enough those plug-ins or whatever you call them that are going to absorb that smell. I can smell your cat, and I can smell the litter box. So I hope you put your dog out. Now, don't write in and don't call me and say cat this. And, you know, if you love your cat, that's great. Just, you know, I'm just not going to talk about it on my show. Now, after the show today, at the conclusion, I'm going to do what I do every Sunday morning. I'm going to head over to the Jim Jacks on Beach Boulevard, and I'm going to go through their boot camp. Oh, and this boot camp is intense. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it now because it's part of the theme of the show. I go to the boot camp, and there's a bunch of other people that I recognize most of the time, all the same faces. And we go there, and we warm up, and we stretch, and then we do something like push-ups to exhaustion. And then we row 200 meters, and we go run 400 meters, and then we do chin-ups, jumping chin-ups. We throw a ball around. We pull sleds. We do all these things. And at the conclusion of it, I burn about 1,100 calories. It is incredible. Now, I tell you this because I've been doing it for about a year, and I've transformed my body and the way I look, but more importantly, the way I feel. You know, in my early 20s, and right into my 30s, right up until the time I was about 30 years old, I weighed over 220 pounds. I'm just over 6 feet if I stand up straight, and 220 pounds and above is considered clinically obese, unless I have some, you know, real enormous muscle-bound physique, which I don't have. I was clinically obese, you know, and there was a time for 5 years I wrestled super heavyweights. I was over 235 pounds, okay? That's a lot of weight. Now, I also had some back issues, and I remember one time running, and, you know, I get a mile and a half, and I'm so winded, you know, and my back hurt so bad sometimes that I had to miss work. I mean, it was bad. I ended up having a back operation towards right before I was, I think, 31, 32 years old. Best thing, I was healthy after that. But the doctor told me I had to lose weight, and I did. And I always thought, well, you know, at 235, maybe I'm just 10 pounds overweight. You know, maybe I'm going to have to get down to 225. And then at 225, so maybe I'm 10 pounds overweight. And I kept cutting my weight, and I got down to around 175 pounds. I'm happy to say at my age, at 53, I'm somewhere between 185 and 190, which is consistent and right on for my health. I say this today, and I want to talk about wellness and that healthy employees make more productive employees and they miss less work. This doesn't come out of Pete's book of knowledge. I'm going to read you some facts and figures. There's a lot of surveys out there and a lot of information out there that supports this. Now, in a recent survey, I have to put my glasses on to read this, it says employees who eat healthy are 25% more likely to have higher job performance. The same survey also found that employees who exercise for at least 30 minutes three times a week are 15% more likely to have higher job performance. You know, I'm just telling you, from my own personal experience, I feel better, I look better, I miss less work, and I'm more productive because I have more energy. You know, there's a lot of supporting documentation. Now, I'm not going to say that if somebody, you know, it doesn't go through all this these things and the healthy person is always going to be more effective and productive. No, I'm not saying that. And I'm not going to say that if somebody is, too heavy for their weight that they're not going to do a good job at work. I'm not saying that. I am saying that the studies support that overall. You know, when they, you know, do a survey and they, you know, have thousands of people that participate, overall, healthier employees miss less work and they're more productive. It says overweight employees cost their employers $73.1 billion a year and file twice the number of workers' comp claims. I mean, this is tough. And 61% of employers say employees' health habits are a top challenge to controlling healthcare costs. It's tough. You know, and employers have to step up and drive wellness programs to their people because a lot of times people get busy and eating becomes path of least resistance and exercise becomes something we're going to get to at some point because I'm busy working, taking care of the kids, shuffling kids back and forth, right? We're all taxi drivers. You know, I'm a worker, I'm a parent, and because of that, I'm a taxi driver, a chauffeur. I take my kids everywhere. That's just part of it. But today, you know what, I'm fortunate to have a guest on. And our guest today is Laura Nolan. Laura, you're a health solutions sales executive with Humana. You know, I want to hear a little bit about your story, and then let's talk about Humana and some other things. But tell us a little bit about you and your career journey even.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. So I've been doing this a long time,
Peter.
Long time.
Now you look young.
I know. I don't know if I should say how long. So I've actually been at Humana working as a health solution executive, as a market leader, as a consultant at Humana for over 16 years.
Listen. Now, I'm Pete, the job guy. And right now, average tenure in a position is less than 2 years. So when I hear career longevity like 16 years, it's fantastic. You know what that tells me? As an employer, Humana has career tracks for people where you can grow into that next step. It also tells me that they do some things right to retain their best people. So, I mean, hats off to Humana. That's fantastic. Sorry to interrupt, but that's 16 years.
And, yep. You know, that's really a lot of the reason that I've been there and I've stayed, because certainly as an organization, we have changed dramatically over the years. But the one thing Humana is very focused on is its employees and the well-being of its employees. And so that's very important to me. That's one of my top priorities. I listen to your show. I've heard a lot of things about even sales individuals. And oftentimes, it's not really the money that they're after, right? Mm-hmm. It's more of the experience, the organization, the solution that they're offering to their clients. And that's what Humana has brought to the table for me.
So well said. So well said. Because people leave all the time. They leave their jobs for a number of reasons, right? And compensation usually isn't at the top. Now, some people leave to go make a few more dollars up the street. I get that. But people, employees that feel valued by their employer, employers that think outside the box and put together programs to retain people and help people to perform better and also have, you know, a career track for them is exciting. You know, tell me a little bit about some of the things that's different or unique about Humana that's made you stay for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Humana is really a disruptor in the marketplace. We're a diverse company, so there's all different entities with our Medicare, our TRICARE, our commercial divisions at Humana. But we also kind of disrupt internally as well. So we like to make organizational change. And oftentimes, while it could be disruptive, it's in a positive manner. And so Humana goes above and beyond to change things for their employees and the employees' benefits program. We offer things like volunteered paid time off.
Ooh, what's that?
So when I want to go to Feeding Northeast Florida and go work in that, help to support them and, you know, work in the pantry and do different things in the community, I'm actually paid to do that.
Wow, that is great. You know, and I'm telling you, that's another thing. And I know because I'm in the employment business and I talk to a lot of, you know, candidates that are looking for a job. And what's important to them is a company that's involved in their community. Mm-hmm. And not only is Humana allowing you to go do that, it's not hurting you to help others. It's inspirational.
Exactly.
I love hearing that.
And let me throw you for this one, Pete.
Let's hear it.
Twice a day, I get an email that tells me to be mindful and to take a moment to meditate, to stretch,
I like that.
Or to do yoga, and it's linked to YouTube videos. They don't want me sitting
that.
And stuck at my desk all day, zoning out and becoming less productive because I'm in the zone. So twice a day, I get an email.
Wow.
That is fantastic. There's a couple things that does, right? Because you know sometimes, and I know me and Aaron's with us too in the studio. I didn't even introduce you, Aaron. Aaron Mills,
here,
you know, is here as well. But you know, a lot of times I get tunnel vision. I'm so just dragged into what I'm working on. I don't even hear or see what's going around. Me and hours come. I go right through lunch sometimes without even moving because I don't have a reminder to just take a break, disassociate, clear your mind, mm-hmm. take a break, meditate, whatever it is, and then come back at it. And you know what? That would help me. Even if I get up, walk around the building, stretch, mm-hmm. do some kind of exercise, that would help me. And that's fantastic that an employer goes that extra mile to do that.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what our Go365 wellness team would say?
What's that?
Sitting is the new smoking.
Oh, I love it.
That's a good way to put it.
All right. Yeah. That wellness 365, whatever. I'm going to steal
go
that.
Go 365. I mean, that's on our team. We have wellness consultants all over the country.
Aaron, check if that's copyrighted. go right ahead. Sorry, Laura.
Make some money off of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's how detrimental it is to your health, not moving.
Sure.
And, you know, also your brain and the functionality of your brain. I mean, it's so critical. Pete, I don't know that you have that much of a problem. I'm guessing you're going to be hopping around even though.
I have enough energy. If you haven't been around me, I have enough energy for about four people. You know,
my
whole day is spent like I've had 17 cups of coffee and I've just walked in. That's the way it is. Laura, you got a Bold Gold program that's out there, that 2020 program. Tell me a little bit about this because this is freaking exciting.
Well, one thing that, you know, Humana really has acknowledged early on and we've been around for over 50 years, right? So it's one of these older companies, but really an innovator. In the industry is we realize that there's a shared value in the community. So when we support the community, we improve the health in the community, they are more successful, we have a better community, and we're more profitable at the same time. So it really makes sense. So we have the Bold Goal Initiative here in Jacksonville, and we have other markets around the country as well. Our goal is to improve the health 20% by the year 2020. And now that's rapidly coming up, but what we are doing is we know we can't do it alone, right? Mm-hmm. So we are collaborating with all the nonprofits in Florida and getting them together. The American Diabetes Association, Feeding mm-hmm. Northeast Florida, Mayo Clinic, all the hospitals, Baptist and St. Vincent's. We're getting everyone to work together on this initiative. And what we do is we're trying to identify the social determinants of health. Right.
Okay.
So you're saying you love to exercise and eat healthy and move and probably go to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times that costs money.
Right.
Yeah.
So there is that other population out there. And certainly in Jacksonville, we've seen it where they have food deserts out there. Right. Mm-hmm. They don't have anything within a certain mile radius where they can actually get fresh fruits and vegetables. They don't have transportation to the doctor's office. They're not getting their screenings. Or let's say, for example, a doctor's giving them a prescription and saying, okay, take this, and when you get home, mm-hmm. take it with food three times a day.
Yeah.
What if they can't afford three meals? What if they're food insecure
wow.
and they only have access to one meal?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the efficacy of that prescription? The doctor, you know, has done all the checks and said, this is what you need, but that patient isn't getting the care they need because they're not eating with that prescription. And so, you know, that's it's a lot. I'm very passionate about it. Yep. I'm sure you can probably tell, but that's what we all need to do in this community is make sure that we identify that and see where we can support our own population, because I know, like you, I'm raising my kids here,
right.
My family's here, our company is here, and we just really need to do whatever we can to help get people healthier, right? Oh. The next generation.
Yeah, you know, and I talked at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of surveys, and America is getting unhealthy, and for a lot of part, it gets worse and worse. If you travel abroad, the way a lot of people see Americans is, you know, we live in excess. You know, we eat enormous portions comparatively. If you go overseas, and a lot of folks know, I just went to Australia and then I went to Bali, Indonesia. Their portions are so different than what we.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
In America, we supersize everything. You know, it's crazy.
And it's a regular size for us in America.
Right. Right. It's, you know, we're conditioned to have food falling off the side of the plate, and after that, here's dessert, and here's more. Well, what's happening is our waistbands are expanding, right? And especially folks in some you know, not so affluent areas of town, it's path of least resistance eating. You know, maybe McDonald's might be their only option, you know, for whatever reason. You know, it's easier to just eat fast food because it might even be cheaper than going to the grocery store and trying to buy groceries, the gas to and from, the groceries themselves, preparations. So again, you see the waistlines expanding, healthcare costs skyrocketing because it puts such a tremendous burden on the healthcare industry because people are unhealthy and they develop problems, you know? And I know it. I see this happen with a lot of people and, you know, and I've seen it in my own family, myself included, you know, with you know, I talked about that I weighed over 230 pounds, you know, for 10 years. It's a long time. So, you know, hey, Laura, you know, what are some of the other like wellness trends that are out there right now?
Well, so I mentioned Go 365. That's certainly a solution. As I said, Humana's on the cutting edge. It is a standalone employer solution that employers actually purchase for their employees so they can focus on their employees' well-being. And it's an internet, it's a high-tech app-based program because we know when we look at all the diverse organizations around the country, a lot of people are working from home or they're in the car and they're selling. They're not just sitting at their desk in a company. So they have access to a mobile device. And on that, what we do is we set up a personalized individual plan for each and every employee.
Wow.
Based on information they put into the app, there's an output that has recommended activities for that individual. It can be physical, it can be nutrition, it could be mental and spiritual and well-being, and certainly preventive care. And so when the person starts working within Go 365, they're incented to keep improving their health. And we do that by rewarding them points, which turns into Go 365 bucks, and they get to go shopping in a mall.
Buy stuff. Oh my gosh.
Right?
I really
Who doesn't
want to
shop?
That.
I get healthy and I kind of get paid to get healthy, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Erin, you're with me. My girlfriend just bought some Stuart Weitzman shoes through getting a gift card on Go 365 off.
So. I love it. I really like how you guys take tech. So, tech is this thing where you sit in front of the computer, you're engaged and you can't see anything else, like Pete was saying, tunnel vision, but you use it in a good way. So you're using it to advance people in your community, in your workspace, so that, you know, they can become conscious about that. So I really like, you know, tech is becoming that thing where you work from home and you stare at the screen all the time, and you're taking it into the good light and you're saying, you know, we can use this technology to improve our people here. So that, go Humana. That's really awesome.
Well, thanks. I totally agree. And we integrate with all the high-tech systems out there. So Fitbit and Garmin and MyFitnessPal, all of that integrates in the app. And you know, with Bluetooth, all you have to do is link your accounts. And so you can get rewarded just for using those other tools and get points for it.
Wow. You know what's really funny is my husband was like, all right, we got to go for a walk today. And I'm like, why? He hates cardio so much. And I'm like, something is wrong with you. And he's like, look at these points that I'm making, right? I'm making money right now by walking you. And I'm like, what am I, a dog? And so it's so funny that it's affecting not only like his, he like leaves his lunch and he goes and walks around the building, yes. and now he comes home and he's like, all right, get your shoes on. We're going for a walk and I'm going to make some money.
I love it. That's why I sometimes, you know, tell my clients, I said, it's like we're all sponsored athletes out here, right? We've taken it to the next level. We're getting paid to be healthy.
Exactly.
We're getting paid for our preventive exams, our routine physicals, our eye exams, our dental cleanings. Mm-hmm. Literally, we're sponsored to do that. Oh, so why not do it?
That
right?
is fantastic. You know what? I'm going to get into getting all your contact information and how people can get more information on some of these programs that you have. Mm-hmm. But one thing I love doing when I have my guests in here, mm-hmm. I love asking them about their personal journey because you didn't probably as a kid say, you know what, I want to work for Humana. You know, that's
right,
when I
right,
get,
right.
when I want to be an executive with Humana when I get older, right? And I say it all the time. When I was a kid, I didn't say I want to be a recruiter. I wanted to be a dentist. I wanted to get in everybody's mouth and I want to take the plaque off and I want to fill your fill-ins and make your teeth white. And yeah, I already looked at all everybody's teeth in here. I'm just going to tell you, you know what? I took a mental snapshot. I know what you're working with. So, but you know, things change. I love what I do, but it was a career evolution. You know, what'd you go to school for? Or what was your path
Tell
before getting this dream job 16 plus years ago?
All right. Well, I'm going to start out because I know I've heard, you know, I listen to your show and I've heard a lot of these great childhood stories that you have and everybody, all the guests. So the one thing I have to say is I think what my parents did right, of course, they always pushed, you know, good grades, being honest, you know, all of that. But they kind of gave me grit. Right? They weren't so easy on me. They didn't hand me everything.
Love it.
They made sure if I failed, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to get a trophy every time. You failed, so try again next time or try something different.
Some
maybe,
good
you know.
Life lessons.
Right.
Yeah.
So I always say that's grit. So I kind of was inherited that. My dad was in the Navy. And
that makes sense. Thank you for service.
There you go.
That's
my mom
fantastic.
Was a stay at home mom that just worked so hard to make sure that we were doing everything right and that we had access to all the education and the activities. So
did you travel around a lot, like a Navy brat deal? Or?
No, not as a Navy brat. My dad actually did a lot of the traveling. He went all overseas on a ship before my sister and I were born. He had my sister in Pensacola and worked through his master's through the Navy. And then by the time I came around, he was done. So.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But they still have that passion for traveling. In fact, right now they're in their RV heading all the way over to Oregon and back across. I keep saying, when
the
are they
life.
Coming back, right?
All right, so little Laura grows up. Parents instill grit, accountability at a young age.
Yes.
It's safe to fail, but you need to get out there and try.
Right.
You need to do something. Moved around a little bit. You know, the you know good values were instilled. Mom at home, dad traveling, but, you know, good family unit. What did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, I wanted to work. I wanted to earn money
right away.
So I had that discussion with my parents, and it's funny. I have an older sister. She didn't want to work as much. I think they kind of pushed her. It's high school, time to get a job if you want that gas money. I wanted to work. So I had to figure out what I could do when I was only 15 and get a job. So growing up in Florida, I became a lifeguard.
Okay.
That was easy. So as a lifeguard, I didn't have access to a car, so I walked to the pool.
Wow.
You know, every day when I worked, I walked to the pool and was a lifeguard, and I enjoyed it, right? I loved it. It wasn't too hard. Then while I was a lifeguard, I saw some folks coming in and teaching lessons, and they weren't getting $5 an hour as a lifeguard. They were getting like $30 an hour teaching babies to swim.
Oh, wow.
So I went back, I got certified, and then I started teaching babies to swim.
Oh my gosh.
And at 16, 17 years old, on, you know, the days I booked them, I was getting $30 an hour. And
wow.
That was
good
huge.
Money.
As the baby whisperer. That was
Then I got my car. I started going to people's personal homes in doing that.
When they were home, I hope?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just making sure.
We may have to edit that. I don't know if I have any liability insurance, but I taught a lot of babies how to swim.
So, and then from there, how do we leap from that to Humana?
So I studied business communications at Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I loved people, working with people, talking, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of sharing stories and, you know, sharing solutions and looking for solutions. So I knew sales was probably my avenue, right? So directly out, I started interviewing with a lot of tech firms. I was very interested in tech. I've always had a passion for that. And then some insurance firms that were recruiting me. And that's it.
Oh.
I mean,
fantastic.
I graduated early. I graduated 20 years old. I had my first job at 20. And
Humana?
Wasn't at Humana. Okay. I started somewhere right before, same industry, but they gave me a company car.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, sold.
Oh, wow. Yeah. At 20 years old, company car.
I had the hand-me-down Bonneville Pontiac that my mom said as a senior in college I could have. So when they said company car, I was sold.
All right, Laura. Stay right there. We're going to take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour. Let's get a news weather update, and then we'll be right back. Welcome back, all you hard workers. What a great Sunday morning we're having. And with me right here in the studio, it's our own Aaron Mills. But of course, our guest today is Laura Nolan. We're hearing all about her and Humana, and we're hearing a lot of great stuff. Now, Laura, we've talked a lot about some of the great programs at Humana, and that Humana is a great employer. I am sure they have open positions right now, probably of all time. A company the size of Humana, I'm sure they have triple digit, you know, hundreds perhaps of open jobs. Tell me a little bit about perhaps, you know, either what's open or how job seekers can see what's available at Humana for them to apply to.
Absolutely. Well, you're right. I mean, we have jobs across the country that are open right now. We have sales jobs. We actually have quite a few clinical. So we have nurses, we have medical directors, MDs working for us. Wow. We have customer service. There's all sorts of avenues that people can look at within our organization. It's very diverse, even with the roles. I looked up the other day, we have about 85 jobs in Florida. And I say in Florida because we have an agile workforce. Most of our associates, I would say like myself, we work from home. We do have an office here, but we want to give people that flexibility to be meeting with our clients or to have access to the technology. So,
there are people right now just saying, where do I sign up? I mean, just where do I sign up? So where can they see the jobs that you have open now?
So they can go to humana.com and click on our career portal, and they can search it by keyword. They can search by zip code or state, and they can pull up the full list of jobs and apply directly online through that portal.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome. Now, here's the question. Do people get a company car? If so, I'm leaving.
Does everybody?
Bye, Pete.
You're leaving Pete.
I won't leave Pete.
And is it a 75 Cadillac Eldorado drop top powered blue with a white interior?
I saw that baby blue.
I
don't want to speak for all roles, but I know right now I don't have a company car, but certainly there's expense accounts and car allowances depending on what role you're in.
I'm applying tonight. Sorry, Pete.
And everything can be negotiated, right, Aaron?
Don't talk to Aaron anymore, okay? I need Super Aaron around here. She's very important. She's the glue that kind of keeps all this thing stuck together. All right, Laura, you've given us a lot of great information about Humana. I appreciate you sharing information about yourself and how important wellness is and how committed your employer is to wellness. Any parting thoughts?
No, I would just say, you know, there's with wellness, each and every employer should consider it. There's nothing wrong, right? Even if they don't have the funds or the budgets to purchase, you know, a high-tech wellness program for their employees. Anything that you can do to think outside of the box. And that next generation, Pete, I know as you're recruiting them, a lot of people are recruiting this next generation. They're actually really looking to be more flexible and agile. That's their number one benefit that they're looking for. And so wellness is a key part of that, right? And so that's what I think, you know, employers and then those that are out there interviewing, stick with it because it's not always going to be easy at your first job or second job, but have that grit and kind of keep working at it. And you might fail, but, you know, start up again and do it over and just stick with it long term.
Great message. Laura Nolan, Health Solutions Sales Executive with Humana. Laura, if people want to reach out directly to you to learn a little bit more about some of the programs that Humana offers, how can they reach you?
Well, they can reach me at my email address at humana.com. They can reach me at LNOLAN at humana.com. Or if they want to find out more about Bold Goal, they can go online to Bold Goal Jacks in Jacksonville, and they can look up Bold Goal Initiatives and just get involved with our community volunteerism and find out what we're doing here in the community.
Great. Thank you very much, Laura. You have a great rest of your Sunday. All right. Now I think it'd be a great time to go to the world-famous Aaron Mills.
Thank you, Pete. On the topic of health, did you know that since 2007, the city's Gate River Run has been the largest 15K race in the nation? Showing off my math skills here, 15 kilometers, 15K, is equivalent to about 9.3 miles. And the Gate River Run is only about one of 75 running races here in Jacksonville alone. So that's a lot. So tell us on social media right now, on IG, on Twitter. Pete's handle is at Pete the Job Guy. Tell us what races you're running in this year. And don't be afraid to show your stuff.
All right. Thanks, Aaron Mills, the world famous Aaron Mills. Okay, right now in the Stucky, in the studio, I have the original hard worker, Alex Stucky.
The original hard worker.
The original hard worker. And we have Preston, who joined us again. Preston Stucky is with us. And we have Aaron Mills. Aaron,
Sunday, we
heard all about the wellness, and a lot of it's physical wellness, but she did mention, you know, the fact that Humana kind of reaches out and tells people, hey, it's time to take your break right now and kind of disassociate. I thought that was fantastic. Yeah. There's the other side of the physical. There's also the mental, and I know that's something that you're pretty passionate about too, is making sure that you're mentally not in some stressed out mode,
mentally
right?
Mentally there, yeah. I mean, there's a difference between being physically there and being mentally there. And so obviously I'm a mom, so I feel like I have spaghetti brain, or Alex Stuckey calls it shiny ball syndrome. And you know, you just can't think if your mind is cluttered, and your brain is an organ. So why would you not want to take care of it like the rest of your organs, your lungs, your heart? They tell us to be physical and exercise so that we can get those working correctly. The same goes for your brain.
And you remember when we had Debbie on before, the HR specialist who had written the book, right?
That's right.
And she talked about journaling and how, you know, taking that time to yourself, and
that's right.
And as one of her outlets, she journaled, and she wrote a book of poems, and some of them were kind of out there and pretty crazy, but at least you dumped you dumped your thoughts onto paper, mm-hmm. and it gave you an outlet, and so
right.
that mental wellness comes in many forms.
Yeah, and so I like the way Laura was talking about, if funds aren't there for your company to be able to provide this, there are cheaper ways to do it. I just looked at an article earlier this morning about, you know, the 10 best apps that can help you slow down your mind. And there are free apps that are on Apple or Google Play. And I'm starting to sound like you, Pete, the Apple.
And, I was going to say, push those out on the Twitter and the social media so that everybody can see all those apps.
Yeah, so there are cheap ways to do it. I mean, you don't need to hire a yoga instructor. You can sit there, take 5 minutes out if you're in an open office environment like ours, and start just playing music for 5 minutes to let people get energized or re-energize if it's in the middle of the day.
Right.
So.
And you know, I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of you do follow me and you see some of the crazy antics we do. And you see me, I did the In My Feelings challenge this week,
so
the Kiki dance, you know, do you love me? You know, and a lot of that's funny. But what I'm going to tell you, that is part of in the morning, you know, we get up and we have to move around to shake off those mental cobwebs so that you're ready to start mm-hmm. the day. And, you know, one thing we do, and we actually look forward to it at S&I Companies, is every single Friday morning, we get up and we dance. You know, we get there early, but it's typically the YMCA, you know, and but we play loud music and we all dance around. It's kind of funny. We look forward to it. It's corny, but there's something therapeutic about it, is getting up and kind of getting those cobwebs going. Alex, I want you to talk about this. You're on a journey yourself, my man, and I know I talked about myself at the beginning of the hour. I was, for 10 years, I weighed over 220 pounds, and for at least five of those, I was over 235 pounds. And you're on a journey right now, and let's hear it. You know, where'd you start? Where are you at right now, and how are you feeling?
Oh, really? So we got to talk about this?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I was on the weight loss, cut some weight program, and I'm down from 207 to 187 now.
Yeah.
On the target of 180.
5'10", 185.
5'10", 185.
A handsome devil.
That's
in
awesome.
The studio.
Heading down to I think 177, break 180.
What are you doing, and what kind of a commitment? Because I know, look, you're chief administrative officer of a large publicly traded company. You know, to say you work, 50 hours a week, that's, that's part-time. I know how it works. But how do you fit it in, and what's your commitment level, and what are some of the things you're doing?
Well, obviously you know this because I asked you to help me out, and so you got me kicked off by going to the gym every day. And it's not a fancy gym. It's right there in our office, and it's free. And I think that that's part of it, right? You just, I tell the joke. I tell it all the time, right? Three frogs sitting on a log. One of them decides to jump. How many are on the log?
Trick question.
You'd think there's two.
Right, but there's three. Because you decided to do it,
didn't
make you do it.
So true.
You got to go do. And so for me to go do, I had to get you to come help me and make me go to start with, right? That kick it off and make it go do. And so once I got to doing it every day, showing up every day at lunch and taking, 30, 40 minutes of running on that mill, it gets you going.
Yep.
And then once you do it, you just keep doing it. And so that's been the progress for me. That and, you can't outrun the fork. So I had to cut down on the calories too. So that was a big one.
I really like that, what you said about Pete being your accountability partner. And what Laura was talking about earlier is the company themselves turns them into that accountability partner. So kudos to Humana for
that's
doing
exactly
that.
Right. I mean, most people need somebody to hold them accountable. We do it at work every day, right? The reason why we have managers and supervisors and we all have jobs is because you hold people accountable.
Right.
And somebody has to hold us accountable all the way up through our CEO, right? He's held accountable by the board of directors and
the stockholders. Yeah,
that's right.
Sure.
So everybody has to be held accountable. And if you recognize that and you go get that accountability partner, you don't probably need it forever.
Yeah.
But once you get going and you're in the groove of doing it, then you can hold yourself accountable.
Just like they say, let's say you elected to start brushing your teeth again. I know you discontinued that a while back. But let's say you just say, okay, for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to brush my teeth with my left hand. After 3 weeks of doing something, it becomes, I'm going to brush my teeth with my left hand. That's what they say, just like going to the gym. If you can get past the 3 weeks thing, then you're more inclined to build new habits.
And that's the same for breaking bad habits, too. It was funny because, I never smoked, but I was a nicotine guy for my whole life. I grew up dipping.
What about marijuana?
Yeah, no. But I did I did nicotine and dipped my whole life, and then I got off of that and got onto the gum and then the little lozenges, and it was the hardest thing in the world to break. Mm-hmm. And what was amazing to me is it's a mental switch
there
because
you're
exactly right. I had quit and hadn't done it for months. And I felt like all the time, like I was craving it. And I went to the doctor, and this shows how your brain works. The
so
doctor
powerful.
Said after, and I can't remember how many weeks, but it wasn't very long, 3 to 4 weeks, that's all gone. It's all in your head now. And as soon as she said that, I went, what? It really?
Yeah.
Immediately the cravings were gone.
Mm.
Because I think you just get in your head that you have these cravings and you have these needs and these desires. And if you got a bad habit like that, right, it seems impossible to break. But if you can just break it and stop and get through that month or however long it is, then it's literally just in your head after that. Because the physical, whatever they are, the physical cravings are literally just now becoming mental because you've passed that stage because your body's clean.
Now, here's something. Your bodies change over time. I say I'm 53 years old. I take care of myself as best I can. But it's a little bit harder. I remember as a younger man, I didn't have to do as much. No. Preston's here. What are you, 20, 21?
I'm 19.
Okay. Oh, my gosh,
all right,
baby.
He's 19. The guy looks like a specimen. I mean, let me ask you this. Do you have to run, work out, all that? I know you played lacrosse, and you're an athlete and everything, but what do you do now? What's your regimen?
I mean, if I hop on a bike once a week, I think I stay in decent shape. That's about it. Eat all right, hop on a bike. Everything's good.
Well, you're probably not chowing down on fast food three meals a day. You're eating healthy, right?
I'm eating relatively well, yes.
Okay. You're not jogging or anything? This is...
Oh, I don't like running. Right when the cross is over, I was like, I'm done
with
running.
The new millennial.
Power to you. I'm going to tell you, these days right now, they do change. You know, because I'm going to tell you, I look like a beanpole in school. And for those of you, 1981 Hall of Famers, Tewksbury football, Redmond, woohoo! They called me the crane. I was the crane all through school. Why was I crane? Because I had such skinny legs, and somebody was already the stork. And Storka was Danny Monroe.
I was the giraffe.
Okay, you were the giraffe. But guess what? I leave. I go in the Navy. I start eating three squares, and my metabolism slows down a little bit. And, next thing you know, I'm looking at this 220-pound guy go back to a high school reunion. And they're like, Pete? Are you in there? Who's that guy?
You know? Who swallowed you?
So just know, Preston, enjoy these days. Enjoy these days. They're not always going to be like that. Aaron, are you physically active?
You know, I used to be, and it's funny because I was just talking about this with my husband. In college, I used to go running, get this, for fun.
It's nothing fun about it. What do you mean,
no,
fun? What
are you talking about? I would say, oh my gosh, I'm like so pumped right now. I'm going to go running. And I used to go without headphones. That's unheard of, guys. I used to just sit there and listen to my breath when I ran. So don't do that anymore.
Let me tell you this. The headphones, there's not a chance I'm going to run with headphones on. Situational awareness is all I'm going to say.
Oh, yes.
It will
That's
not
me.
Happen because I want to hear a horn beeping at me. I have to hear it. And I don't want anybody creeping up behind me. I'm always situated. You know, it's funny because last night my daughter said to me, she's 14. She goes, Dad, can I run with you tonight? And I said, great. So it's, I don't know, 6:30.
Yeah.
And we decide to run from, I live in Isle of Palms area, and we decide to run across the Beach Boulevard Bridge. And we always stop right when we're at the very top overlooking the intercoastal, and we do a selfie right there. Situational awareness. So when we're running up to the top, we get to the top. Dad's huffing and puffing. Now, I can handle myself. If anybody wants something, bring it on. But we get up to the top, and there's somebody sitting there that doesn't belong. Mm-hmm. One of these things just doesn't belong here. Well, the guy that was sitting at the very top, he didn't belong there. He didn't have a mission. He didn't have shoes on, and he was sitting there, and he looked a little bit confused. So I told my daughter, we're not going right to the top. We're going to get close. And she goes, well, we got to take, no, we don't have to do anything because I don't put myself, in a situation where I'm not going to feel comfortable. So I know I'm getting off on a different topic right here, but don't wear your headphones
when
you're
No, this is a good message. Yeah.
But that's all part of it, right? Because if we're going to be healthy, we got to be safe as well. Right? You don't want to put yourself into a situation where you're in a bad situation. And I'm the king of that, right? So I'm able to preach on this subject. I just need to be a disciple of it some. So personal safety and personal awareness is a critical factor. I mean, a good friend of ours, her son had headphones on riding his bike, and a car wrecked and slammed into him.
Oh, my gosh.
And, he was hurt pretty bad, but he's fine now. But still, that thing, if you wouldn't have had the headphones on, you'd have heard the screeching of the wheels, and you'd have probably avoided it.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. We're trying to get healthy. But let's get healthy in a safe way. And, I'll never be an advocate for headphones. I could see that when I'm running, I could see listening to the Rocky theme and just running and getting a little extra pep in my step. But then someone like Alex Stuckey will be creeping up behind me and he's going to hit me with something and drag me off into the woods and that'll be it. So.
Best case scenario.
Right. Let's talk a little bit more about the wellness programs, mental health, and any tips either, Alex, Aaron, that you have that can kind of relate to the message that Laura gave to us.
So I would just say that, you know, obviously, if you have a healthy workplace and healthy work environment, and your people are given enough time to have some of that work-life balance, that they'll be more productive at work, right? If you enjoy your work and you enjoy the people around you and you feel good about it, you work harder and you provide a better product and a better service to your clients and your customers.
Yeah, and my message on Monday morning, I always have my Monday morning motivators, was for the sales force to you know, your buyers, all the buyers are educated now. We have the internets out there, so they can do research. It's not so much educating them on your product, because they already know your product. Mm-hmm. Before you even reach out to them, if there's any interest and they have any kind of need, they've already kind of evaluated your product or a competitor's product. It's less about educating the buyer and more about understanding your key differentiator. What do we do better than the other guy, the other folks that are in my same space? As an employer, wellness programs, thinking about taking care of your employees makes you, if you do that and your competitors don't, you have a key differentiator. And some of the great, that Bold Gold program, mm-hmm. that 20% healthcare improvement by 2020, that was what a great program. And I know that puts Humana in front of other people that are in their space. And when I'm working with the best and brightest, and you know at SNI Companies, www.snicompanies.com, our telephone number, 904-713-2550. I have the best recruiters in the business behind me. I am surrounded by great people, a wonderful team. We have 40 offices nationally, and we're proud members of GEE Group. And you can see us on the New York Stock Exchange. Our ticker symbol is JOB, job. But I'm going to tell you, all the best and brightest that come out of college that are looking to join the workforce, mm-hmm. they're looking for a key differentiator for an employer. Mm-hmm. The best are evaluating everything, and it's not always compensation. Some of them want, you know, they want to work for a community that gives a company that gives back to the community. And did you know, here's Humana going in, and if I take time off to feed people at a soup kitchen, or if I take time off to stuff the bus, if I take time off to Habitat for Humanity and build stuff, I'm getting paid. It's not time off. I don't have to go do that on a Saturday around my already busy and jammed up schedule. They make sure people are paid to do that.
And going to the parks and getting back to nature. You know, it's one of the things you said. The key differentiator is the people, right? And it's very important to note that if you look down nearly everybody's income statement, right, and you look down at that expense line, the number one highest percentage of it is your employee cost.
Woo-hoo!
Right? So if that's your number one cost, don't you think you ought to focus your energy and efforts on making that the best it can possibly be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A well-oiled machine, I was going to say. And if a company takes care of the minds of their employees, just imagine the work that they're going to do for you. You clear their minds of clutter, you make them healthy, and then they go out and they can be ambassadors of you without even without clocking in, to say. So when they clock out, they're still being ambassadors of you. So
yeah, you know, this is all coming together really well right here, because I'm telling you, I love the sound of everything we're talking about. We're offering key differentiators to people that are joining the workforce, or if you want, I always tell clients that they say, Pete, I need to have this type of a person come work for me. And maybe it's a highly specialized, short supply, high demand skill set. And they tell me, Pete, I need this. Yeah, you need it, and so does everybody else. Okay? Why would they come work for you, Alex? Why would they come work for you, Aaron? I say, what's the sizzle? What's so great about working for your company so I can entice somebody who's already in a good job and bring them over? And some of the things that we've heard today, and we're going to wrap in just a second, are this wellness program and making sure you're taking care of the people's health or giving them programs to improve their health, diminishing your cost as an employer, but also attracting good talent and retaining them.
And that's one thing that you do that everybody else doesn't do, too. They can come work for you, and then you can put them out at other employers, so you still have all those benefits of them working for you in that type of environment and then being a contractor at somebody else's place.
Right. Dude, All right. Well, guys, we're running out of time right here. I want to thank Laura Nolan for coming in here from Humana. She did a fantastic job hearing all about Wellness Bold Gold, the wonderful programs that they have. It's inspirational. I want all you employers out there to think and consider about having some type of a wellness program, because it's not always about growing revenue. Sometimes it's about controlling costs, and your employee costs diminish when your employees are healthier. I am Pete the Job Guy. You've listened to Hard Worker. Now get out there, guys. Go kill them this week and make everybody proud.